Boulder's strict new gun law will need a third reading before it's official, but the 9 members of City Council voted unanimously to ban the sale and possession of assault weapons, bump stocks, and high-capacity magazines within the city limits. The ordinance was proposed by Jill Adler Grano following February's Parkland, Florida school shooting that left 17 dead. She argued that Boulder's new law is more than symbolic.
I really don't think that we can sit here and claim that this is purely symbolic and will have no effect. There's a lot of good that this is going to do in our own community, and I wish we could do this on a national level, but this is our jurisdiction. This is what we can do.
After the ordinance was passed on first reading, gun activists rallied in downtown Boulder 2 weeks later, many of them carrying versions of weapons that will soon be illegal. Andrew O'Connor was at the rally and told council members it was more evidence as to why stricter laws are needed.
What I saw were a bunch of cowards misappropriating patriotism by waving the American and don't tread on me flags. What I saw were a bunch of cowards openly brandishing AR-15s in violation of the law. So I want to urge you to please pass this ordinance on second reading. Thank you.
The meeting included limited comments from the public, but they were just as emotional as the nearly 100 comments council heard at its first meeting on the gun issue.
Hi, everybody. I'm Allison Boggs. I was a principal for 20 years, and in those years, learned a lot about school shootings. I pictured myself doing what the principal at Sandy Hook did and facing down a deranged young man with an assault weapon as he blew a hole in the door, and she had nothing but her, who knows what, bell, ruler, to protect her. And she gave her life protecting that school. I always hoped I would have the courage to do that if it came to that. And you have a chance to have courage too. And I know where you sit, it takes a lot of courage to make the hard decisions.
Hard decisions seem to be okay with Mayor Suzanne Jones, who said Boulder's action obviously won't solve the entire problem of access to guns, but it's an attempt to make progress.
Like we can't solve climate change from Boulder, we cannot solve the issue of public safety around guns here either, and yet we can take steps, and I feel that we are compelled to take some action because the status quo isn't acceptable. I don't think it's symbolic. Even though it won't solve the problem, it could certainly help.
As written, the law says assault-style weapons, as specifically defined, could not be sold or possessed in Boulder. It also says citizens who own bump stocks will have to get rid of them within 30 days of adoption. They'd have until the end of December to get rid of magazines with the capacity to hold 10 or more rounds. Councilmember Sam Weaver admitted that addressing assault weapons is only a small subset of weapons, but a particularly deadly subset.
As we saw when there was an assault weapons ban for 10 years during the Clinton era from 94 to 2004, the number of people killed in mass shootings with assault weapons was less than the decade before and much less than the decade after. So I agree that it will not be perfect. It will not stop every episode of mass gun violence, and even Boulder. But it does have, I think, an effect which could be good, and we will never know necessarily.
Even prior to the vote, the Boulder City Attorney and council members had concluded that the city will likely be sued over the new law. To make that point, several gun owners and opponents of Boulder's proposed law were in the audience and waved signs that said, "We will not comply." That did not sway Councilmember Cindy Carlisle, who said it was time to stand with the students of the most recent school shooting in Parkland, Florida.
This goes back to the young people in Florida when they were offered thoughts and prayers saying they didn't want any more of this BS. They needed more than that. And I think this is our opportunity to step forward.
For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.